Please forgive me if you can, but she made me lie to you.
That's okay.
If you can, please help her.
Certainly.
Where are you taking them?
I'll take them and put them in the fridge. Do you know what you're doing to yourself, girl?
So where did you get this address from?
I got it from a friend. Your mother is so looking forward to seeing you and Husty.
Does my mother know you're here?
No.
Can I believe that?
Believe it. You see, I guess that you didn't want to come face to face with your mother. Because of that, I stayed.
Don't forget the promise you made me.
Yes. To not insist on you seeing your mother until you want to.
I don't want to. I told you that before.
Yes, you told me.
What's your relationship to my mother?
I told you already. From an old friend.
You were once my mother's fiancé.
Yes, but that was a very long time ago.
Are you married?
No. Unfortunately, my wife died 5 years ago.
My mother told me a little about you.
So you know me?
My aunt was your tenant.
Yes, actually the tenant of my brother.
So are you going to get married soon?
What? No. Well, I mean, you...
Don't let your tea get cold.
You know, okay. Can I see Husty, please?
What for?
Well, to see Layla's grandchild and your daughter, of course.
Is there anything left to say?
There is something specific I would like you to know.
About what?
Mehran. And what he had decided.
I don't have anything to do with him.
But he won't let you be. He claims he has a court order which says you are not fit to look after the child that's in your care.
Yes, I know that. Why do you think I'm on the run all the time?
But he will find you and take Husty away.
No, he can't. I won't let him anywhere near my child.
If you go back to your mother's, she will protect you and won't let any harm come from Mehran to you or your child.
Now look, sir. Mehran is only after his piece of land. Is my mother prepared to put her differences aside and give up her land?
You don't really expect that, do you?
So don't expect me to sacrifice my child because of this dispute.
You're making a mistake.
Excuse me, I have a lot of work to do.
Thank you so much for trusting me.
Don't forget, you haven't seen me before, and you don't know anything about me. No one knows where I am, and it's gonna stay that way.
As long as you want it to, I won't say a word.
And one more thing. Don't come after me, please.
I say, he seemed like a good man. You had better listen to what he says.
Did you hear what he said? Now do you believe my husband wants to take Husty away from me?
Well, what do you want to do now?
I want to go to a faraway place. I want to go to a place where no one can find me.
Saeed! Come and have dinner.
I told you already. I don't want any.
You'll regret it, huh? This will be the best dinner of your life.
I have work to do. Leave me alone.
Huh. Great. I've neglected my studies to make dinner for His Majesty. Now look. Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
You came just in time. Before it gets cold, come have dinner.
Oh, well done. I see you're learning, though, huh? Where's Saeed?
In his room. But I think he's gone off his rocker.
Off his rocker? What's that mean?
I mean, his behavior is a bit strange. After a long time, he went to university. But since he came back, he has been tidying up his room and his books. When I called him to come and have his dinner, he said he has to study.
Oh. I think this food has to be registered in the Guinness Book of Records.
You'd never find such food in that book.
So get up and go and call Said again, then.
He won't come, Dad. I can guess what's happened.
What's happened?
He's probably split up with his chick.
His chick?
Excuse me, Dad. It's getting cold.
Hmm. Have you found some new friends at school?
Oh, yes, Dad. A few of them. And one of them's a real cool dude.
Cool dude?
It means great. His dad has a shop, and every day his bag is full of goodies. They are really rolling in it. What is it, Dad?
Nothing. Nothing. Listen, Vahid. Tomorrow I'll come and pick you up from school, okay?
To go to the mosque?
We'll go to the mosque after, but first we'll go to the car showroom to buy a car. Sound good?
Right on, Dad.
Say what?
I'm sorry. I mean, thank you so much.
Huh. Hello? Yes. So how are you doing? Sorry for all the trouble before. What?
The address is 3rd Street on the ground floor. But can I ask why you want to see Sasan? Okay, goodbye now.
Who wanted Sasan's address?
Layla.
Who's Layla?
Layla Moshir, of course.
That Layla? What do you have to do with her?
A few days ago she came here. She wanted to see Said. I saw her too.
Why did she want Sasan's address?
I don't know. It was a bit strange. But Layla insisted so much that I had to give her Sasan's address. That day that she came, she saw a photo of him, and she asked me a lot of questions.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Karimi. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Excuse me for dropping in like this.
That's okay. We didn't finish our last conversation either.
Actually, I have come for a different reason.
What's happened?
Yesterday I saw Sabah.
Sabah? Really? How was she?
She was fine, thank God. And so was her daughter.
I'd love to be there when Sabah and Layla meet each other. Does Layla know?
No, I haven't told her just yet. But we've hit a slight snag.
What?
I don't really know, though. Maybe I made a mistake. I told her about her husband's threat. Now she wants to run away.
To run away?
Yeah. The woman who Sabah is looking after has given me a call. Sabah told her she'd go somewhere where no one can find her. Now I'm at a loss about what to do.
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you?
Don't pretend you don't know me. A few months ago, you came to my catering place a few times.
Oh, yeah, sure, I remember that. Didn't I bring you a message that one time?
Yes, but I thought by delivering that message, you wouldn't have any more to do with us.
That's right.
No, it's not. First, I thought you were a friend of Mehran's, but then I realized you are somehow related to Mr. Farhad Kian and Marzia.
How nice, it's a source of happiness for me, but what else?
You tell me what else.
Well, there's nothing really to say.
You told Said to come to my catering service to work, and then break into my room. Did Mehran tell you to do that?
No, ma'am. Our relationship was just that, and now it's finished.
I wish that was the case, but a few days ago, some guys came to rob my place. Of course they didn't find anything.
Well, ma'am, that's your problem. It has nothing to do with me. But why are you telling me all this?
Now look, Sasan. I won't cause you trouble on only one condition.
Trouble, you say? What kind of trouble?
For breaking and entering. Because of Mehran's plans. You can either talk or I will name you as an accomplice.
Why are you accusing me, ma'am? Wait, what accomplice? Get out of here. Just get out.
Okay, but deliver my message to him.
Get out of here.
Excuse me, But Layla insists on us turning off the extra lights to save electricity. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me give him a call if you don't mind, sir. So I know where I stand. They have to make it clear for me. Hello, Mr. Godarzi. Look here, brother. That money I gave you, please return it and don't make me chase you. Yeah. Listen to me, I need the money, sir. That's it, I want to settle down. I'm going to get married. I don't want to sing anymore. Okay, I'll call you myself. Goodbye.
Hello, Layla, dear.
Hello? What's happened?
Mohsen has found Saba.
Huh?
They are doing well. Both her and her daughter, Husti.
I want to see them, please.
However, she is extremely worried.
I'm worried, too. I'll go and get ready.
Layla, Saba is not ready to see you yet.
What do you mean? You spoke to her, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But she asked me not to let anyone else go see her.
I've been waiting to see her for a whole year. Look, I bought these for Husti. This one when she was 6 months old. And this one for her first birthday.
Layla, calm down.
Matab, I just can't bear it anymore.
Don't worry, I'll go there now. I just hope she hasn't left yet.
Left? Was she going to leave then?
We don't know. From the time she realized Mehran wants to take her child, she's decided to run away.
We shouldn't let her go. She doesn't have anywhere to go. I'm going to come with you.
No, but look.
We have no choice. Maybe if Saba can see her mother, she might change her mind. Layla. Layla.
Oh.
Mohsen, Layla has passed out.
Have you brought me to the hospital?
Yes, but you are getting better now. The doctor said we can take you home tomorrow.
Where's Mohsen?
In the corridor.
He was supposed to go and bring Saba.
Please don't worry. We will find her.
Matab, take me home.
Okay, keep calm.
Dr. Tahavi to Internal Medicine Department.
So how's she doing?
She's better, but she wants to see Saba.
Saba? Let me see what I can do about it.
Okay.
Hello, yes?
Hello, dear.
Hello, Tutu.
This is Karimi. Excuse me for troubling you again. I would like to speak to Saba.
She's moved out already.
She's gone. Would it be possible for me to have her cell number?
Yes?
I don't know what you've decided or where you're going.
I suppose you think you have the right to run away.
Because you want to keep your child. Because nothing is more valuable than her life to you.
Your mother has the same kind of feelings for you.
Only you can understand that.
If you run away again, you're putting both you and your child at risk.
And you're making your mother suffer. She is ill. She has been hospitalized in Imam Hospital.
I wish you could understand her feelings.
Did you understand what I just said, Sabah? Hello?
Hello. Sabah, dear.
I don't know exactly how, but that woman knew about everything.
She pulled a fast one on you. You have nothing to worry about.
She said to tell you she's going to cash all your checks and notes. First, she'll have you thrown in prison, and then she'll come after your accomplices.
She can't do a damn thing to you unless you talk. Anyway, you're leaving, so there's no problem.
But where will I go now? Until the deed to the house is ready and I sell it, I can't go anywhere.
Leave that up to me. I'll take care of it.
I'm just worried that all my plans will be ruined.
Trust me, I just need a few days. Everything will be sorted, huh?
Excuse me, miss. Is Miss Leila Moshir here?
She was released.
I know you're upset with me, Saeed.
And you have every right to be, but please. You don't know what a strange feeling you get when the one you care for doesn't trust you
when you have to lie to them, because your real life is nothing but pain and suffering.
First you hide it, and then you have to start telling lies. First to everyone else, and then to yourself. So much so that you believe you don't have any problems. Then all of a sudden, you open your eyes and you realize that you're still struggling in quicksand. But worst of all is when the one you care for, who you thought would take your hand and pull you out, he's the one who loses his trust in you.
I have the right to be upset.
Yes. Last night I felt so bad I just wanted to die, Saeed.
All right, it's finished. Just don't hide anything else from me.
I'll tell you about my life. Just give me some time. What did your father say about me?
I told you before.
What else?
Nothing. We haven't spoken for a few days.
Do you want to know what I was thinking last night?
What?
Whether you still plan to do what you said you would.
What did I say?
That you'd marry me.
When I say something, I stick to what I say. You've never given me a definite answer.
I want to answer you, but on one condition.
Conditions come after. Now give me an answer.
Take me to your house. What are you doing here? Weren't we supposed to go to your house?
First, we have to find a job, so that if tomorrow you and I go and live under one roof, we'll have money for food and such. One of my friends works here. We're going to see him.
Who is this friend? What does he do?
He's the one who found me the job at the catering service. He doesn't work, but he knows a lot of people.
So, sir, by the end of the week, we'll get rid of these bits and bobs and hand the shop over to you.
Thank you very much. At the end of the week, I'll be able to give you the check.
God willing. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Well, if it isn't Saeed...
You know what the best thing about selling this place was? Getting rid of hangers-on and layabouts like you.
Nah. It would be a shame not to see Saeed every day.
They say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, but a barrel of sugar couldn't sweeten that pill. Let's go outside. I want to talk to you.
Sasan, you can't go out. We have things to do.
Say what you want.
I've come here with Bita.
With who?
Well, you know that we're both after work, so I thought as you're good at pulling strings... You could help us out.
Huh. As if we didn't have enough problems already.
Sasan, did you hear someone say something?
It was me.
If you keep yapping, I'm gonna say something that...
You wouldn't dare, would you?
Hey, that's enough.
Hello.
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 Bita Sasan, Sasan Bita, and this is Shada, Sasan's fiancée, who seems a little unwell today.
Saeed.
Okay. This is Sasan, the friend I told you about. Well-off, smart, handsome, an uptown boy. And this is his boutique. He has an apartment, too, and his car's the one that we had a spin in. Oh, sorry, Bita came with me, too.
Think of it as your own car. It's not like I have much.
If you don't have much, then me and Bita are really down and out. Sasan, we're looking for work.
You can see we're taking everything.
Yeah, you're taking it, but where are you going to put it?
Nowhere for now.
Well, for me, can't you find us a job somewhere?
Well, at the moment I can, but I promise I'll let you know.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sasan.
Goodbye to you too.
Tell me, please, who is that girl?
His friend, wasn't it?
He will leave her after a few days, just like Shore.
Oh, come on. Saeed was a tool for getting out and emigrating. Nothing else.
Well, I'm glad it broke up. He's so awkward. I didn't like that girl's expression either. What was her name again? Bita.
You know, your manner was if we wanted to find work for him. You could have said something so he knows we really need jobs.
Come on, he's a hanger on himself.
No, come on. His apartment, it's worth a fortune.
Does he want to go abroad?
I think he has some plans. Leave it. We'll go somewhere else to find work.
You were supposed to take me to your house, weren't you? Who are you calling?
Home. But nobody's answering. Evelo Vahid, where are you?
In a car showroom. No. I've come with Dad to buy a new car. After that, we're going home, bro, of course.
Okay, okay, goodbye. Today we can't.
Why?
Father went to buy a car with Vahid. He'll be home early.
All the better. I'll see your dad, too.
Have you gone mad?
Okay, so I'll go then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have you fastened your seatbelt? If you haven't fastened it, do it. That officer will fine us. Let's pass that officer and then I'll go smoothly from third to second gear.
Bro, the car's an automatic.
Yeah, I know.
What did you do to make the car make that noise already?
Don't you worry. It's because we're going so fast.
Did Father say anything about me?
Don't you know you're not supposed to talk to the driver?
When do you come home in the afternoons?
3:30, 4. Why do you ask?
Nothing.
Saeed! If you want to get out, just ask me to stop. Saeed! Saeed, wait! Saeed! Dad just asked if the girl called again or not.
Okay, lock it. Let's go upstairs. Hurry up.
Saeed, did you see my driving skills?
It was great.
Well, how is it? Do you like it?
Congratulations.
Whenever you need to tell me, and I'll leave you the keys.
I don't think I'll ever really need it.
But you know, Dad, he says something today and tomorrow he forgets. Anyways, you have to drive slowly, not zigzag, and not let anyone else sit at the wheel.
What did he say?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't really do anything. Yes, I tried quite a few times, but unfortunately her phone was off.
Hello.
Hello, Saeed, my son. I'm sorry to wake you at this hour.
No, it's okay. I had to get up anyway.
I'm sorry. I don't want to keep you up any longer. I just wanted the address of Layla's catering service.
Well, well, hello, Mr. Mohsen.
Hello, it's our Haji Namati. How are you?
Where
How
on
you
earth
been?
Have you been hiding out, mate?
Sorry, I was so busy, Haji.
We can buy wires and light bulbs at another electrician's, but what can we do when we miss you?
We miss you too, sir. We miss you too. Excuse me, please. Hello? Hello, Sabadir. How are you? Okay. Are you there right now? Very well, then. I'm on my way there. No. I'll come right away. Don't worry about it. I'll see you soon, then.
Hope everything's okay.
I'm so sorry, sir. I have to go.
Don't be sorry, Mr. Mohsen.
Whatever you want, just go and take it. I have to go. Please excuse me. Okay, goodbye.
Layla, you did whatever you could. Now leave it to God. There's nothing to do about
it. Now I know that all of this is happening because of the way I treated Saba.
What are you saying, ma'am? Anyone in your position might have made the same mistake. Children are stubborn and mothers and fathers fall out with them.
Just at the moment that she needed me the most, I left her alone.
As I said, leave it to God. It will be okay, don't worry. Now go and get some rest. You'll feel better. Me and the kids are here.
No, Mashrahim, I'm just fine. You go back to work.
Very well, I'll go.
Hello.
Hello? Can I help you? Mr. Farhad Kian. After all these years, fate has brought us all together again.
There are many things other than fate that can bring us all together, like hate and love. Marzia told me that you were looking for Sasan and wanted to have his address, but she didn't know the reason.
Well, in the last couple of months, I have seen Sasan once or twice.
I heard that Sasan brought you a message from somebody.
Oh, really? You heard? I think you asked him to bring it.
And how do you know that?
If I hadn't known that you were in prison for some time, I wouldn't have understood.
Seems Mohsen has left nothing unsaid. Even the things that were irrelevant, I guess.
Yeah, he told me about you going to prison. But I found out about the relationship between you and Sasan and Mehran myself.
And just what conclusions have you made from this big discovery?
You and Mehran got to know each other in prison. You asked Hassan, who is your adopted son, to bring me the message from Mehran without introducing himself.
What about the rest?
I went to Sasan's shop to find out the rest. Me and Mehran have been banging heads for some time. He is prepared to do anything to get what he wants.
What can you tell me about Sasan?
Well, Sasan works for Mehran.
You have evidence?
Sasan asked Saeed to come and work for my catering service.
Yes?
Saeed took advantage of my absence and went into my room to take some documents. And this happened again a few nights ago. But this time it was a couple of guys with the intent of robbing me.
What's that got to do with Sasan?
I'm sure that Sasan and Mehran are behind all of this.
As confident as you might even be, I am very sure that it was Mohsen who made you so pessimistic about Sasan.
You are very wrong.
Why didn't you go and register a complaint about Sasan?
If I had evidence, I wouldn't wait a second.
So until you have any evidence to prove this, don't you dare accuse anybody of anything. Good day to you.
Trust in God, my dear. Everything will be okay. Look after your child.
Thanks. And look after yourself, too.
No problem, my dear girl. Goodbye to you.
Saba! Look out behind you! Hey! What are you doing?
Go! Oh. Go!
Run! Hey!
They followed you, Saba.
Maybe they followed you here. For the past few months, no one's known where I am.
I don't know, maybe. Whatever, it's not safe to stay here right now. They might come after you again.
Sasan, do you want me to do anything?
No, goodbye.
Goodbye, Jamil, goodbye.
Thank you, Jamil.
One night a guest, two nights a guest. Collect your things, the party's over. Go home.
Oh, what's that? Raising your voice to
me? You're obstructing my business and acting like I owe you. Get back to wherever you were before.
I haven't got anywhere to go. I told you if you make me lose my job, I'll be on your doorstep.
Oh? Do you realize that from the moment you came here, not one of my friends dares to come here?
Well done. Unlike you, I have a bit of sense and realize this is not a hangout.
Vita, before I fly off the handle, grab your things and beat it now, quickly. Get out. Go.
If you touch that, I'll call the police.
Does your Saeed have any idea what you get up to? If you don't go to Dad and do what I told you to do, I won't leave you alone.
I've told you 100 times. Unlike me, he knows you like the back of his hand. I went to see him and he won't put it in your name. You'll have to wait till he dies before you can get your hands on it. Got it?
Look, which one is it?
Out.
No, I want to see if it's Saeed. I want to have a word with him and tell him what I said was all lies.
You can't possibly fix the mess you made. Hi, Saeed.
2 chicken kebabs? That's 2 portions of logama. What else did you want? Pickles? We have pickles. We have everything. We have mixed pickles. We got spicy pickles. We got yogurt with garlic. We have seasoned salad. We got yogurt drink. What do you want? Hello?
Hello. Tell me where Layla is.
In her room, Mohsen. Has something happened?
No, nothing's happened. Layla.
Hasti.
Yeah. Look at her.
Oh. God, Saba.
She's here. My darling.
Hello, Mother.
Hello.
As bad as I am, I have come back. In the hope that you will forgive me.
What about you, my love? Can you forgive your mother?
Tell me what Layla said to you, and I will tell you exactly where she's lying.
I don't care about what she said. Just answer my question. Do you see Sasan?
I've seen him a few times.
Did you ask Sasan to take Saeed to that catering place?
Nah.
You're lying.
Believe me, I haven't ever seen Saeed. All Sasan ever told me was that he'd taken one of his friends to there.
You told him to get the checks and promissory notes from Layla's room, right?
I told you, Layla and her daughter have made my life a living hell. Because of the 2 checks and promissory notes, they are ruining me. Do you really expect me to just sit around and watch them?
Why on earth would you get this kid mixed up in such a terrible game?
Yeah, I agree. There I made a mistake.
You've made a mistake! A big mistake! Don't you know that whenever Sasan and Saeed make a mistake, I suffer the consequences?
I told you, I didn't handle it right.
Was Sasan involved in this robbery?
The robbery? What robbery? Farhad, I swear I had nothing to do with this one.
Mehran.
Why is it that you always believe whatever Layla says? Look, Layla and her daughter have given me the same kind of hell that Mohsen was giving you.
What do you know about what goes on between me and Mohsen?
I have heard a few things.
I don't recall ever speaking to you about such matters at all.
Yeah. I know, you never wanted anyone to say a single thing about your crimes.
Did Sasan tell you anything? Did he?
I heard some things from Sasan, too. But I know few things that even Sasan has never heard about.
What?
Oh, wow, you name it. Your problems with Mohsen, about the loan, the factory which closed down, the unsuccessful housing project, the main culprits who are guilty but managed to get out of it without a scratch. Farhad, you have to trust me. I know what kind of hell they were putting you through. I know exactly what they did to you. They threw you in prison for 5 years.
Listen, tell me what he wants to do.
I really don't know.
He stopped working in the shop. He's given the goods back to Haj Habib, and he wasn't prepared to work with Uncle Reza. And now I understand he's seeing someone called Mehran regularly.
Nima, why are you bombarding me with all this information right now?
I'm worried about Father.
No, my son. You're worried about yourself.
No. I've already made up my mind. I know what I'm gonna do, but Father's situation is troubling me. You really should be more careful, Mother. I mean, look, anything could happen. If you don't need anything, I'll go to the shop for a while.
Wait, Nima. What is it you've decided? What a nice house you have.
It is, thanks a lot.
Does it all belong to your dad?
Just downstairs. My aunt and cousin are living there temporarily.
Hello, Seed.
Hello.
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 Won't you introduce us?
Okay. Nima, my cousin, and this is Beta.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What bad timing.
Don't you want to invite me in?
Oh, wait a minute. Hello, Auntie.
Hello.
What's happened? Why are you so down?
No, it's nothing really. I'm just a bit tired.
Listen, Auntie, I've come with her.
Who's her?
Beta, of course. The girl I told you about.
What the hell have you done?
Shh, Auntie. I haven't done anything. We intend to get married.
He's right, dear aunt. Hello. Don't think that I'm one of those thoughtless girls, will you? Said insisted on me introducing myself to you. Will you please let us in?
Come in. Come in.
Dear aunt, won't you sit with us?
You can see the mess around here. One of Saeed's biggest faults is that his timing is never really good.
Auntie.
Excuse me.
I'll be right back. Auntie. Listen, I admit that I've come at a bad time, but you'll have to get to know each other eventually.
You're so audacious, Saeed. I can't believe you brought the girl to our house.
We haven't done anything.
What else could you have done? Saeed, this is not right. What your father has to put up with because of you. When she's had her drink, take her out of here.
Very well then, okay. We'll go, but I thought I could tell you about my problems. I teased you all, okay? I was thoughtless, okay? But now I want to get married. All Father does is disagree with everything. Who else do I have to go to apart from you? Young people go to their mothers in situations like this. But who can I go to? Okay, we'll go.
Please wait, Saeed. Saeed has told me that you want to get married. You know that marriage has its own rituals. There are many customs and traditions that have to be observed.
Yes, I know.
And you know that it's the boy who goes to the girl's house first, with his family.
Customs and traditions have changed a bit.
But our customs and traditions haven't changed. Are your mother and father here?
I have a great idea. Call Saeed's dad and tell him to come here and ask all the questions in front of him.
Beta, do you want my father not to come?
Saeed, if you want to finish this all off, now's the time for it.
I think the same way. She's really nice.
What does your family think about this?
They have no objections. They say whatever you want. What a nice smell. Can I help you with anything, Aunt?
My auntie's cooking is out of this world.
Yes, well, I'm sure. I can tell from the smell. But it's rude to stay when we weren't even invited.
We've always caused trouble from my auntie.
Go and sit down. The food will be ready in half an hour.
چشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره اما داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه هستیمو میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گریه همون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه دیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه